Stories of the Bible. Moses and the Red Sea. This is Moses, who was an Israelite born in Egypt in a time where Israelite boys were not supposed to live.
Wait, huh?
Moses, however, grew up in the palace of the Pharaoh, the very man who was enslaving the Israelite people. When Moses grew up, he made a big mistake.
Uh-oh.
So Moses ran away from Egypt to the land of Midian. Many years later, God called Moses back to Egypt to rescue his people with the help of his brother Aaron.
Phew.
The Pharaoh did not want to let God's people go, and God showed his power throughout all Egypt by sending plagues. Even with all the suffering, Pharaoh's heart stayed hard, and he would not let the people go. On the night of the last plague, Pharaoh woke up and heard a great cry in Egypt.
Huh?
For there was not an Egyptian house in which someone was not dead. Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and told them to leave Egypt with the Israelites. So the Israelites immediately left Egypt and made their way for the Promised Land, taking with them many riches from Egypt. They took Joseph's bones as they had promised him many years before. God led them by a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. God told Moses to have the people camp along the shore of the Red Sea.
Okay, got it. We're stopping here.
God told Moses that the Egyptians would come after them, but that God would show his glory and power through this. When word reached Pharaoh that the Israelites had gone, Pharaoh changed his mind and readied his army to take back the Israelites. The Egyptians found the Israelites camped along the shore of the sea. As Pharaoh and his armies came close, the Israelites panicked. They cried out to God and asked Moses, "Why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness?"
Hey, everyone up.
But Moses told the people, "Don't be afraid. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm." Then God said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving."
All right.
As night came, the pillar of cloud became fire, and it went between the Israelites and the Egyptians. Then Moses raised his hand over the sea and God opened a path through the water with a strong wind.
Whoa!
The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into dry land.
Come on, are you?
So the people of Israel walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground with walls of water on each side. Then the Egyptians chased the Israelites into the middle of the sea. But just before dawn, God looked down on the Egyptian army from the pillar of fire and cloud, and he threw their forces into total confusion. "Let's get out of here, away from these Israelites!" The Egyptians shouted, "The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt!" When all the Israelites had reached the other side, God said to Moses, "Raise your hand over the sea again."
Ooh, got it.
Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the water rushed back into its usual place. The Egyptians tried to escape, but God swept them into the sea. That is how God rescued Israel from the hand of the Egyptians that day. When the people of Israel saw the mighty power that God had shown against the Egyptians, they were amazed. They put their faith in God and in his servant, Moses.